A Freemason came to San Giovanni Rotondo with a mission: to take a photo of Padre Pio and use it to mock him. But the photograph that developed in his dark room wasn't the one he took, and it would change his life forever. The man arrived at the convent with his wife, pretending to be a pilgrim. His real plan was simple: take a few photos of Padre Pio, then publish them in the press to ridicule the humble friar. He got the shots he wanted, returned home, and began to develop the negatives. But when the image appeared in the solution, he froze. One photograph showed Padre Pio's face crowned with thorns, blood running down his forehead, just like Christ in his passion. It looked as if the friar and Jesus had merged into one. When the man and his wife realized what they were seeing, they were terrified. They soon returned to San Giovanni Rotondo to show Padre Pio the mysterious photograph. He looked at it calmly and said, "It is you Freemasons who placed the thorns that pierce my head." In that moment, the Freemason wasn't just looking at a miraculous photo. He was seeing the direct painful consequence of his own hatred. He repented and eventually converted to the Catholic faith. The photograph was later published in the Spanish magazine Maria Mensajera. What began as an attempt to defame Padre Pio instead became another sign of his holiness. This story is a stark reminder for all of us. Our actions, our words, even our indifference, they have spiritual weight. We can either help carry the crosses of those around us, or we can, often without realizing it, be the ones pressing the thorns deeper into Christ's head. And if stories like this help deepen your faith, subscribe and join us each week here at Following Padre Pio for more inspiring stories.